How did you meet Granddad?
At a dance.
What was the dance like?
A jive.
What was your wedding like?
It was a big wedding, 120 people in the Grand Hotel of Mother Hyde.
What was the hotel like?
Big and expensive. My wedding dress was full-length white with a lace top, little skinny top, with long lace sleeves.
What was your job when you married Granddad?
A salesperson in a very exclusive store in Dublin, Brown Thomas, Grafton Street, Dublin.
What was Granddad like when you met him?
Funny, yeah, funny. And interesting, because he was a great reader of history and anything. He'd read anything, but he was particularly interested in history of Ireland, England, France and the French Revolution, any sort of thing to do with war. Why war started, who were involved and who won.
Did you guys have a honeymoon?
Oh yes, we went to Spain on our honeymoon. Because your grandfather was also a marine engineer, and he used to be away for months on end, and he'd been all over the world. And the only country he had never been in was Spain, so we went there for our honeymoon.
That's cool. What were your parents like?
My father was a police officer. And my mother was housewife. She just stayed at home, reared me, and that was it. But she was very gifted. She could make clothes, make anybody clothes. She was fantastic at knitting or crocheting, anything like that. She was very, very good at.
As a kid, what were your hobbies?
Well, when I got to the stage where I could read, I liked reading books suitable for whatever age I was. And I liked playing drafts. I don't know what you call them, you know, the black and white board checkers. I liked playing that when I was a kid. And I loved doing crossword puzzles, and of course I was always drawing. I was an only child, there was no brothers or sisters.
What were Granddad's siblings like?
Oh, your granddad had two brothers and three sisters. Kevin and Des, and sisters Jude, Mary and Eileen.
What were Granddad's parents like?
Well, I never met his mother because she died before I met Michael. But his father was a trade union official. We got on very well together, very well. When all the companies, like at Christmas and New Year, would have dues, they'd invite him because he was the head of the union and they were trying to get him good for him. But he was very fair in his decisions. He had a wicked sense of humour. Yeah, he was very good, excellent at what he did. But I never knew his mother.
What was school like when you were a kid?
Very strict discipline. The nuns that taught us were the French Sisters of Charity. They were the ones that wore the big white bonnets. I don't know whether you've ever seen them, maybe on the television. They were a French order. One nun didn't teach. She used to cook all their meals for them. And then when I left there and went to the equivalent of high school, which is secondary school here, I went to the nuns again, the Loretta nuns, that Amy is with, but they were a teaching order, and they were, you know, they had, they weren't as strict as the other nuns. I mean, they understood that teenage kids needed to go a bit wild at times, you know, And one nun we had had been in America. I don't know what part of America. But she taught us basketball. We called it netball. And she used to pin back her veil so as that it wouldn't get caught in anything. And she'd be teaching us how to throw and the rules of the game. And she also taught us hockey, which is, you know, the way you have ice hockey, we have hockey on the ground. Yeah. And, even though they were strict, we accepted that because when I was in the junior school, there was maybe 40 or 45 pupils in the class, so they had to keep discipline, you know. Anybody who jackacted didn't jackack for very long because they got a belt of the ruler on the hand. But, I think it wasn't that they were cruel to children. It was just they had to cope with so many. And like all classrooms, there'd always be the ones that were giddy or the ones that talked during the class. And it still goes on today because kids are still kids, you know. So, and then I went to high school. I went to Loretta on Stevens Green and stayed there until I left. And the last year I was there, I applied to Brown Thomas because I thought their store was beautiful. The clothes were exquisite, although absolutely mind-boggling expensive. And they did sell other things, like what I went on to sell afterwards. I was interviewed by the personnel manager. There was no section. There was just one man who interviewed you. He asked you questions. And he told me, quite bluntly, that it was between myself and this other applicant, but that he favoured the Loretta, the way they taught girls.
Yeah.
And he was giving the job to me. So I got the job.
In school, what subjects were you best at?
Languages, really. English, Irish, Latin, French. And I loved history, of course. And I was supposedly a good artist drawing, but nothing to what your father and Mark do. You just couldn't put it on the same plane. So what else?
I think that's it. Thank you.
Ah, you're welcome, love.